quite happy with the report that Chilcot put out. Not 100%, but he said some good things and some things that I didn't agree with, but I suppose, like everything else, he still has never come out and said it was either legal or illegal. So I'd have liked him to state it properly. Still haven't got an answer that they want. But as we've said, it wasn't what we thought would be a whitewash. So it wasn't a complete whitewash, so we're quite happy. But to have waited 7 years for that, it's a long time to wait. Whatever, I'll be with you. Yeah, I thought, you dirty scoundrel. Well, that's the name of a word I would have used, like, but he was so defiant that he would go in, and he went. And it cost a lot of lives there. He never wrote what he said. It was all written down for him. He's never going to apologise for what happened. He still had no right to go in without proper consent. He didn't wait for all the right people to say at the right time, yes, now's the time to go in. Weapons of mass destruction, still never found. I mean, that's after 16 years. And I don't know, there was no backup for the boys. They were left, a lot of them, without proper clothes, without body armour, their guns jammed. They just weren't properly equipped. They were just put in with rubbish and expected to fight a war.